Kevin and Malachy, stay there for a second. Another big item in the news yesterday was two old Tory boys, Kenneth Clark and Sir Malcolm Rifkind. They were caught on camera criticising the leadership contenders. Now, I want to ask you if, basically, Sky News aired this and it has gone on different networks since, but were they right to do so? Have a listen.
I think that's what I voted, Theresa. I saw they might give a Stephen Crabbe an encouraging vote first. Yeah. But I don't know what Crabbe's views are on most things. A lot of my friends are great fans of his. But it's what a fiasco.
I don't mind who wins as long as Gove becomes third.
As
long as Gove is not in the final two, I don't mind what happens.
I don't think the membership will vote for Gove.
No, they won't.
I remember being in a discussion once about something we should do in somewhere like Syria or Iraq, and he was so wild that I remember exchanging looks with Liam Fox, who's quite a much more right-wing than me. But we exchanged views, and Liam was raising eyebrows. I mean, I think with Michael as Prime Minister, we'd go to war with at least three countries at once. He did us all a favour by getting rid of Boris, who just... The idea of Boris as Prime Minister is ridiculous.
And that could have happened.
I don't think either Andrea Leadsom or Boris Johnson actually in favour of leaving the European Union.
Well, I don't think they cared very much either way.
No, it was the obvious thing that the voters, i.e. Conservative Party members, were going to vote Leave.
I don't know. She said something in this remark a couple of years ago.
Only 3 years ago. She's had a Pauline conversion. And she does have experience in the City and the Bank of England, and she's not one of the minus tiny band of lunatics who think we can have a sort of glorious economic future outside the single market. So long as she understands that she's not to deliver on some of the extremely stupid things she's been saying, I hope these two I'm going to see today will prove me wrong.
Is it Stephen and Theresa?
That one of them's actually begun to have the slightest idea of what they're going to do.
I think Theresa must have a
It's Theresa. I agree with what you said. I mean, Theresa's a bloody difficult woman, but you and I work for Margaret Thatcher.
this is the template against which you compare everybody
else.
Yeah,
she won't be any more difficult than that. She's all right. I get on all right with her. And she is good. She's too narrow on her department. Yeah. The thing I don't know, she's been in the Home Office far too long, so I only know in detail what her views are on the Home Office.
She doesn't know much
about foreign affairs.
So in case you didn't see that flying around yesterday, basically he was getting ready to do an interview and the cameras were clearly rolling and recording and they were having this conversation probably thinking that it wasn't going to be broadcast or used anywhere. What do you think? Were they right, Kevin, news programmes to broadcast that footage, or should it have been kept, as they thought, a private conversation?
No, I think they were right, and I understand the nervousness also, but there was a wonderful, wonderful glimpse of the truth and what they really think. And we're talking earlier about Chilcot, and we want to get to the truth. Well, here we had Ken Clark in particular being very candid. And you go into a TV studio, a room full of journalists, and you begin talking and you can be heard, then I don't think you can have any complaints when it is reported. It's not as if Sky had sneaked into his home in Nottinghamshire and installed...
Yeah, he was sitting in front of a camera.
Yeah, sitting in front of a camera. So there we are. You say it, it's great. We're all better for knowing what he really thinks about Michael Gove.
Malachy, one of the first things I was told when I started to work at the BBC was, don't say anything in front of a mic or a camera, I guess, in this case, that you don't want other people to hear. So were they right to broadcast this?
No, I would doubt whether they were right. I mean, in one sense, you know, I there's something in Ken Clark's modulation and the way that he's speaking is like a broadcast voice. I doubt if he actually speaks conversationally in that tone. And people do tend to change their voice when they know they're being recorded.
So do you think he was aware that he was being recorded?
He did. I mean, I can't judge that finally, but I do think he sounded like he was aware of it. But that aside, the BBC, Sky, Channel 4, you know, ITN, all of those companies do have these snippets of recordings of politicians before getting down to the business, you know, where they're taking level, where they're having a wee bit of chat and so on. And they tend not to use them. I mean, I remember once in the BBC when we were preparing the Hearts and Minds programme, a member of staff told me that he was particularly appalled by the obscene language used by Mo Mollam. Now, we know Mo was ill, she had a brain problem and she wasn't herself when she was speaking like that. But the BBC has recordings, or had recordings, of politicians being enormously indiscreet.
Well, so if you tell me this, if you were the news editor then, Malachy, and something like that came into your lap, would you make the decision then not to use it?
I'm not a news editor. I'm a reporter, journalist. And what I like, what I value, is the little chat on the side with a politician. That's what I value. And I've seen, for instance, you know, when Peter Robinson or Gerry Adams or John Hume was, you know, in the green room or in makeup, how reporters would go in and have wee chats with them, and how you would pick things up that you, and insights that you wouldn't normally have got in a structured interview.
Yeah, but you're not sitting in front of a...
You're not necessarily sitting in front of a microphone.
Hold on a minute, you're not necessarily sitting in front of a mic or a camera there. Is there not some... You know, these people are seasoned politicians. They should be aware of what they're doing and the fact
Sometimes you were. I mean, I remember, for instance, once I was interviewing John Hume, and with the camera was rolling and the mics were open, and he went berserk. He was roaring at me, and you know, he clearly was not himself at that time. He was unwell, under enormous strain, and he simply had cracked, and he was weeping. And all of us agreed we're not using that. We're not going to broadcast that,
Kevin,
because it was. Well, it's different in that case in that it kind of was an insight into him that would have embarrassed him. It was maybe not fully what he would have wanted, or he wasn't in control of himself, but also because you want to preserve, as a journalist and as a broadcaster, you want to preserve your relationships with politicians.
That's the point.
And get insights that have better value than that.
Kevin,
you want to put a health warning in BBC studios now, saying anything you say here may be recorded and broadcast.
Look, if you walk into this studio, there are in different parts of the building, there are things saying there are webcams in this area. Just be careful what you're doing. Not that you necessarily would be doing something. But Kevin, Malachy raises an interesting point there. Is this a bit of a, you know, that confidence, that thing you build up with politicians between a broadcaster, whether it's a producer for a program or a presenter, and the people that then you want to come on and talk to you? Is there a bit of a breach of that there?
Well, I think it's under strain. I'm not sure it's breached. And if you burn your bridges, you've got to rebuild them in future. But I think here, when you have two very seasoned senior conservative politicians who served in cabinet discussing the qualities of the people who are bidding to be the next Prime Minister of Britain and the United Kingdom, I think it is perfectly fair to reveal it. Now, in the Sky studios a few years ago, a guy called Danny Alexander, who was the Chief Secretary of the Treasury, turned up in one of their little studios to be interviewed. Before the interview started, he broke wind very loudly and looked satisfied with himself, and that was caught on camera. Now, that might be funny. You might want to release that and it would have gone viral. But they didn't. But here, I think it's very different when Ken Clark and Malcolm Rifkind are discussing people who won't be Prime Minister.
Yeah, very briefly.
One of them, Michael Gove, would invade countries because he is something of war.
Well, look, just hold on, just a second, just before we come up to the news. One wee second, Malachy. Sorry, I just want to ask Kevin one last question. What's the difference between this and, say, Mrs. Duffy and Gordon Brown, where he was caught having a bit of a pop at her while he was driving away in a car? So there were cameras around, he had a microphone on. What's the difference?
Yeah, I think none there. I thought again, some people, certainly in the Labour Party, criticised Sky for it, but I thought we had a right to know what a Prime Minister thought, really, instead of what he was saying in public.
Okay. Malachy O'Doherty and Kev Maguire, thank you very much.